This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
And Kevin McCullough.
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, hour number two underway. Thank you for hanging with us on this Saturday night. And remember, if you miss any part of it, there's ways to get it again. If you're on Biz TV, Saturday night, right at 11 o'clock when we're done, they start the whole thing completely over again. And if you're on Salem News Channel, if you miss it on Saturday night, they do the full thing Sunday night, 9 p.m. Don't forget it's you can see it there. And then if you're wanting the on-demand version, you can go to Salem News Channel. .com, the Radio Night Live archive there. We try to have it up within the next 24 to 48 hours, depending on, you know, how everybody's schedule works out. But we try to get it up as quickly as we can. And then the audio archives are always available. We podcast everything. In fact, we should break the 4 million podcast listenership number this year. And that's pretty exciting for us, given that it took us 6 years to get to a million listeners. So on the podcast, it would have helped if I had promoted it a little bit. The fact that I spent 5 years not promoting it probably did not help much. But having said that, hour number two underway. We've got a big hour. Dr. Jeanette Nishwat is back with us. You know her from the Fox News Medical All-Stars. She is one of their medical contributors that weighs in on the most important health and medical issues of the day. You see her there. And when she was in the Ukraine both times, she did live reports that they beamed back to the New York studios, and she has just returned from her second trip to the Ukraine, and what she has to tell us is pretty remarkable. It's some eye-opening stuff. She was not able to get where she had gone to the first time, for example, because the bombing raids had taken out the hospital that she had originally gone to work in just, you know, 4 weeks earlier. But she'll give us an update on that. And then before we're done, Bethany Mandela is going to be back with us tonight. She is the editor-in-chief of the Heroes of Liberty book series, and I love this series. If you are in search of good things for your kids to read, my kiddos cannot wait to get their hands on these books when they come each month. The first three were Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett. They have since done John Wayne. They have done Alexander Hamilton. They have done Margaret Thatcher. And the next one that is coming out is Rush Limbaugh, and the one following that will be General Douglas MacArthur. It's a couple of really incredible stories followed back to back. And these are just simple biographies with beautiful illustrations about who these people are and why they're not taught in school anymore. I don't completely understand, to be candid with you. I think this is the kind of stuff we should be teaching in history and social studies. But because they won't do it in the schools, we're going to try to fill your kids' library up with good stuff. So you can go to heroesofliberty.com and just enter my initials as your promo code, KMC. I think you get something like 7% off the total price. And if you do the monthly subscription, which is what we do, then it just comes. As soon as it's out, they send you the copy. You get it right away. And I'm telling you, every time it does, the kids can't wait to take a look at it. In fact, they've seen the Alexander Hamilton musical on Disney Plus, at least portions of it. It's not all appropriate for kids, but they've seen portions of it, and my daughter was very upset because Eliza was not in the book. not to the degree that she was in the musical, and we had to talk about, you know, artistic liberty, and when you're making a musical, it's not quite the same, etc. So anyway, but these are phenomenal, and they're not going to read about these people otherwise. So it's really a good thing. Now, as I said in the first hour, my producers are all over me now. We've installed this voicemail, and guys, did I understand we have another set to take a listen to? Let's roll it here. I don't know what these are.
Hey, Kev, it's Joe Biden.
Oh, hello, sir.
Senator from Delaware.
Oh, the president.
I heard that maybe half my Twitter followers were fake.
No kidding.
So I thought I'd call you while I was enjoying my ice cream. Oh, president
yeah,
Harris
nice
says it's not true.
Oh, she does.
Hey, Kev, it's W.
Oh, hey. How
what
are you?
Exactly is Twitter, and why should presidents be using it?
Hey, Kev, it's Bill. Would you tell George that it's for the chicks? You do Twitter for the chicks.
Is that why you do it?
Hello, Kev, it's Brock.
Oh!
Just calling to let you know that even though he's tried to defeat me in this arena, Joe Biden is still running second place. I have more fake Twitter followers than him.
Hey, Kev, I hear there's a contest to who had the most Twitter followers as president. You know, I'm the best president that ever had Twitter followers.
Sure. Yeah.
I had Twitter followers now. I still have more. But back when I had Twitter, 80 million real ones, baby, just like my votes.
All right, so there you go. That was actually a story. That was all true this week. It was revealed that Joe Biden had 34.7 million Twitter followers, but that 17 million plus of those were, in fact, not real. They were bots, fakes, nothings. They were just there. And that's particularly problematic to have that revealed when you are the president that is pushing the Ministry of Disinformation, whatever department they were going to do, where they were going to officially say when things were not true. And this is the problem. Government probably shouldn't be in that business to begin with. It's not the government's job to tell us what's true and what's not true. It would be up to the average person to read, keep themselves informed, get their information from a variety of sources, and choose the ones that they believe are the most reliable. That's the way it should be done. We should all be responsible for our own vetting of truth and what we believe and what we base it on. That's the reasonable, self independent way to do that. But Joe Biden had announced that he was creating this disinformation ministry of some sort that was going to be ferreting out all the disinformation. And then he picks this woman to lead it that literally had been making TikTok videos mocking the political party that she disagreed with. It was really amazing that you would go for someone like that, as say opposed to someone who had, I don't know, been a long time legit editor at a news outlet that had, you know, ferreted back and forth actual stories and cases and truths and such. It was just odd. But it all came to a crashing halt this week because this thing lasted less time than CNN Plus did. And CNN Plus was an abysmal failure, so this is really something. But I think it might have been the fact that that Joe Biden's Twitter account was at least 50% fake in terms of its following. I don't think that's a good credential to say, hey, let me be in charge of calling what's disinformation. Now, the other part of those voicemails that was true is that, yes, I do believe if Bill Clinton had ever used Twitter when he was president, that he would have totally been scamming chicks with it. I think that's totally what he would have done for it. But I do also believe, and I looked this up, that Barack Obama right now does have more fake Twitter followers than Joe Biden does. Now, he also has more followers than Joe Biden does, but he has more fake followers than Joe Biden does as well. So that was very interesting. And then the thing that the former president said there at the end was also true. He had he doesn't have any Twitter followers now because they shut it all down. But he was the most followed personality on Twitter when he was on Twitter up until whatever it was in January of 2021 that they turned it off and said, nope, goodbye, no more. He had 80 million, something like that. And then ever since that time, I don't know if you've noticed this, Facebook and Twitter, their stock price used to be very close to each other. They were like, you know, in the $200 range at one point. And now Facebook is like pressing upwards of 250, 280. Sometimes it bounces up to near 300, comes back. But it's in that upper range. And what's Twitter worth today? Any guys, did you look it up? Did you see what Twitter's worth? $26 yesterday. So, you know, they're close. I mean, one was... And they were almost close at one point, but, you know, I don't know if it's 26. I think it's under 40 for sure.
28 and 47 cents.
28 and 47 cents. I should have stuck with my original guess. I was pretty close. But think about that. Think about how much market gain they lost just because they had a vendetta against the former president. He was the number one attraction to their platform. And you know what he has now? He has his own platform. And you can follow me on Truth Social. Truth Social is the president's platform. If you knew my handle on Twitter, at KMC Radio, you just go over to Truth Social, download that app, and join it. And it's really a lot of fun. It does everything that Twitter did and seems to be very interactive. It's fun to post up there. I'm still very new, still kind of finding my way around. You can get all of my voicemails there. By the way, we post all those up. Those are fun. Yeah, come and join us. Truth Social. It's a new type of Twitter, only better. It's truth. I could do his commercials, actually. All right, when we come back, a more serious subject. We're going to go speak with Dr. Jeanette Nishwat of the Fox News Medical All-Stars and get her perspective on what's going on, not only in Ukraine, but also with this baby formula shortage that we are accursed with right now in the country. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms. forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thank you for joining us. We sometimes talk about the top line stories of the day. Sometimes we talk about the people in those stories, and sometimes the people we talk to are reporting those stories and involved in them themselves. And my next guest has just returned a second time from the war front in Ukraine, and she has served there a couple of times now with doing some medical work, trying to help people, and she sounds like she's in a noisy place. But Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, welcome back. Always good to have you.
Hey, Kevin. Always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So you had told us when you were with us a few weeks ago that you wanted to go back, and you've returned just recently. What difference was there for you from the time you had been there before and what you saw this time?
Yeah, well, Kevin, you know, honestly, I wasn't expecting to have to go back so soon because it had only been barely 2 months, but there was an immediate need for some medical care, specifically for younger women, so they wanted a female doctor, and I just couldn't say no. So believe it or not, sad to say, it's not any better. The injuries, the brutality, the rape, the execution, it's still ongoing. Mm-hmm. It's still ongoing because Putin does not care who you are, if you're male, female, young, or old. He will do whatever he has to do to try to win this war against Ukraine. So it was just incoming, ongoing injuries. A lot of it was the same thing, you know, broken bones, injuries, abdominal pain, dehydration, you know, sexual assault in addition to physical assault. But again, it was really a blessing that we were able to get over there and take care of several hundred Ukrainian refugees. Last time we were in Lviv, Ukraine, but we actually have to be evacuated this time because of the bombing at the railway station where we were working. So we actually went and stayed at the border, no man's land in Medica, which was much safer. So we were literally, as the Ukrainian refugees were stepping across the border, we were right there working out of our tent 24/7, taking care of them as best as we could.
And that was on the Polish border?
Yes, Medica, yeah. So we were in Lviv, Ukraine, but then we had to now go to the border because of safety concerns.
Well, I want everybody listening to run over to Instagram and follow Dr. Jeanette because you got a sense of what she was dealing with if you were following her stories during that time. And Dr. Nishwat, there's a certain degree of this story that I think when the war broke out, people were like, oh, 24/7, the news channels were running it nonstop, top of the hour. You couldn't get away from the coverage. Now that it has dragged on into its third month and Russia has seemed to not be as successful as it had hoped to be from the beginning, what's your sense of how important this story is becoming or not to the rest of the world as it watches?
It's really important, and not just from a medical standpoint, but an economic standpoint. Maybe people don't realize, even though if it's not covered as much today as it was 3 months ago, the same brutality and the injuries is still ongoing, and probably more so because Putin is not winning this war. So they're trying to put in as much more, unethical and illegal activity, executions. We just saw today Russian soldiers admitting to killing and shooting civilians. Mm-hmm. So it's worse now, but I don't think it's being as publicized as much as it was 3 months ago. And I guess that makes sense why the need is still ongoing, because there are many Ukrainians who are still fleeing to safety. And then you have the young moms and the kids who have been hiding out underground in bunkers, like in Mariupol and in Kiev and Kharkiv. And then when they come out, week weeks later, dehydrated, malnourished, sick. It's very sad. So you got to take care of those people as well. And then a lot of women who are pregnant and were not able to get, you know, prenatal care that they need for the past a few weeks as well. So definitely something we need to continue to pray, to volunteer, to donate. I'm fortunate enough. I'm being sponsored by, I'm not sure if I told you this before, the Justice for All Institute, who has helped me to gather supplies and medications and wound care kits and bandages and, you know, wheelchairs, because I've had patients whose legs were burned because of the bombings, or they have fractures, hip fractures. One of my last patients there, she fell trying to flee being shot at and broke her hip. So the blessing is that we've had what we needed to take care of them, but it's got to be ongoing support. Yeah. That's the problem.
Well, as I've seen, you know, nearly 11 million have been displaced. And I was just speaking with a former Marine earlier today who has actually done some rescue work in the area. He and other veterans that are no longer in uniform have actually helped spearhead some very strategic things. In fact, Benjamin Hall's rescue, they affected that when he was injured. And it is really interesting to see. He said some of the same things you did. He witnessed and has stories of the Russian military avoiding the Ukrainian military in favor of attacking and he used the term sexual assault and rape against civilians. And, it's frustrating because this is the kind of stuff that we thought we could put an end to at the end of World War II. And lo and behold, these exact same tactics are still being implemented by a first world power attacking another first world power.
Yeah, it's sickening, it's disturbing, and it's happening to minors, Kevin, as well. It's happening to minors, 11 and 12-year-olds. And that's why, you know, I'm very grateful that I have the opportunity to rush on over there, you know, rearrange my work schedule and rush on over there to specifically help these young females, these young women. But it's so disturbing and disappointing how any human could do this to another innocent person. It's just shameful, and I just pray that, you know, this war ends soon, that something could happen, you know.
Yeah, the first time you were there, you were at a Samaritan's Purse, Hospital. Are they still there? What's the picture of
Not there at the tent anymore, not at the railway, again, the bombings, but we also had an underground field hospital where if someone needed surgery, they could have surgery there, but we're not at that same location anymore.
But Samaritan's Purse is still there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. It's a great organization.
We're speaking with, run by the Graham family, Franklin Graham, son of Dr. Billy Graham, and father of my very good friend, Sissy Graham Lynch, who is also praying for the outcome here. Dr. Nishwat, stay with me one more segment. I want to shift gears a little bit. You understand women's health, very important. You're not an OBGYN, but I know as a general practitioner, you have to have knowledge of all forms of medicine. And this formula shortage that's going on across the country, I want to ask some very specific questions about how that impacts the health of our young people and our moms. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to know how police officers really responded to this week's school shooting in Uvalde. He's livid. as new details have emerged about what actually happened as the 18-year-old gunman attacked the school, killing 9 kids and 2 adults. It was learned that a Border Patrol agent, not local police officers, took out the gunman. Local officers in Uvalde did not even engage the shooter. Colonel Stephen McCraw is director of the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Of course it was not the right decision. It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
It was also learned that parents who urged officers to take action were pushed back as gunshots were still heard. Barely 900 votes separate celebrity physician Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. A recount is underway in the Keystone State. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan, join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. So glad to have you with us. And it is an honor to have my friend Dr. Jeanette Nishwat rejoining us. We often talk about medical issues with her, and we've talked about COVID, and we've talked about how she's probably, of all of the doctors that you've seen on TV talking about this, she's probably far and away treated more actual patients with COVID than any of the others. In fact, a lot of them, you can combine it all together. But I want to shift gears a little bit. I will ask you about COVID, Dr. Nishwat, coming up, because it looks like New York City may be leaning towards putting a mask mandate back in place. But before we get there, this shortage of formula that has plagued America now for a few weeks and was largely ignored by much of the mainstream news and the administration, to be quite blunt about it, is not going away. And even though one of the plants in Michigan yesterday came to an agreement with the FDA, the reports I read said they're still 6 to 8 weeks out from having quantifiable amounts of formula that can be utilized. And in some of these instances, and I remember with our own middle child, we needed, my wife wanted to nurse much longer than she was able to, but sometimes kids just, you just can't, your supply just doesn't produce, and we had to go to formula. And our middle child in particular was very sensitive, and he needed a very specific type. We went through all kinds of types, and sadly, of course, it would be Jonathan Style. He needed the most expensive one. And at that time, when there was no shortage underway, it was hard to find that. I'm just curious, as a doctor, what are your concerns about what these moms are facing right now, and maybe what are some strategies as to how they can deal with it?
Yeah, so this is really, really disheartening. You know, I don't know if you recall the Omicron outbreak in December. The mm-hmm. White House administration were completely unprepared, unorganized. They dropped the ball. They had months and months to prepare. They should, you know, anticipated the needs of Americans with a potential variant, and they did a horrible job. And it wasn't until months later that they finally got all the medicines and the testing supplies that we needed. But same situation here. They knew that this was going to happen, but yet they wait till the last minute, till literally the shelves are empty. Last week, I went to 5 different stores, CVS and Walgreens, to find formula to send to my out-of-state niece in Tennessee and to my nephew in Washington, D.C., because the shelves were completely empty. So truly a national emergency, a crisis, because babies, they need specific formula for brain growth and development. They need a specific, and in a specific amount, because too much or too little will damage their kidneys, it will fry their liver, it will result in seizures. They need a certain amount of vitamin D and iron and calcium. So you can't make this at home. It's dangerous. We saw earlier, you know, today, 2 or 3 babies in Tennessee were hospitalized due to malnutrition because of this baby shortage. But it's a serious concern. And, you know, I've said it before, this should be our president's number one top priority. Number one is our children, our babies getting fed. Not inflation, not the border, not Ukraine. It's our babies here in America. So very disheartening, even though they are going to, you know, come to a deal with the FDA and the Abbott plant, it's going to take weeks. And, you know, the best thing to do in the meantime is, you know, shop around different stores and like I did. And then you shouldn't be afraid. You might have to switch brands, be flexible with that. And also, do talk to your doctor. Do talk to your pediatrician, because we will go out of our way. We will go above and beyond to try to help you find, you know, a formula that you need to keep your baby healthy and going until, you know, we can get more on the shelf. But in the meantime, it is really important to make sure you don't dilute the formula. Don't add water, because you'll dilute the electrolytes in your infant, and that can be deadly. And in ultimate last resort, worst case scenario, if you have nothing and you don't know what to do, then yeah, you have to go to the hospital, because we will, you know, come up with something for you.
Well, and I think that we just need to remind people to do that. Hopefully we're gonna find a way through this. I know one of the things that's been very infuriating for my listeners, and they've written to me about it, but seeing these pictures of some of the border facilities on the southern border packed with formula while stores here are empty of it, and not knowing why people coming to the country, even in the condition that they may be in, which might be very dire, that there would be formula waiting for them and not for the average American on the street. That's just really discouraging. Dr. Jeanette, if people want to support your work in Ukraine, is there a URL that I can point them to? Is there a phone number that they can call? What do they do?
Yes, thank you so much, Kevin. Yes, you can go to justiceforallinstitute.org, justiceforallinstitute.org, and you could support that way because we will likely be going out. I'm hoping they don't need us, but we plan on going out the last week of June again. But I'm hoping there can be some massive changes where we don't have to go out there.
Justiceforallinstitute.org is the URL. Friends, go check that out. And Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, always appreciate your time with us. Thank you for being here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin O'Kella. All right. right. So glad, as always, to have you with us, and always very happy to have my next guest joining us. She is a writer. She's an editor. She does a number of things. She's an amazing mom, and she still has time to speak out on the big issues of the day. Bethany Mandel, editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me fanboy on these things pretty hard. Margaret Thatcher is the most recent edition. We'll ask her about that in a second. But Bethany, the last time you were with us, you were the first person to bring to this platform the news of the formula shortage. And since that time, I have seen dozens of stories nationwide pop up about it. And it is now finally starting to hit some of the national media as well. Even Dr. Mark Siegel mentioned it on my wellness segment this week. So your opinion of where things stand and what should be being done that isn't at present.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I wrote a piece for Deseret News about close to 3 weeks ago now about this. And, you know, one person who beat me here was Senator Jack Weed, a Democrat out of Rhode Island. And he wrote an open letter to the FDA and the Biden administration saying, this is a growing problem. What are you doing to take it seriously? And the answer is they're not taking it seriously because they completely ignored a letter from a Democrat in the Senate about this issue.
Right.
There's a plant. You know, there's a couple issues here. We have a lot of supply chain problems, and 46% of our formula in the United States comes from China. But we have a plant in Sturgis, Michigan, that has been closed since January with no end in sight, and the Biden administration has not given. And this is, you know, this is from the formula plant itself. The Biden administration has been absolutely absent on answers to this formula plant about when they can reopen.
Not only that, Bethany, I just learned from Dr. Siegel yesterday that the USDA is actually responsible for about 60% of formula production in the United States, meaning that this was much more of a public sector issue than I was even aware of at the time. And the fact that there has been nothing, you know, when Trump needed immediately to get vaccines going, he went to the private sector and he did a public-private partnership and he said, let's come together and solve this problem. Joe Biden could do that in the same way that the president did, but they have no interest in solving the problem. I'm curious as to why that might be.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, yesterday his incoming press secretary was asked, what are you doing about this? Who's the point person? And she kind of nervously laughed and said, oh, I'm going to have to get back to you on that. Because they don't have a point person in the White House. They're just, you know, and I was on yesterday with Dana Farina on her TV show.
Right.
And she said, you know, if I were working in the White House, da-da-da, and I'm like, you know, no, Dana, if you were working in the White House, you wouldn't be doing these things because it wouldn't have gotten to this point.
That's right.
You could have seen a letter from someone like Jack Reed and said, oh, we should look into this. That would be a massive problem. But no one in this White House cares about kids. I mean, we've seen that so many times over the course of the pandemic. And they certainly don't care about American families. I don't even think they have a pulse on it.
Bethany, it is increasingly obvious that the left does not care about children or families. And that's from pre-birth in the womb all the way through development as young people. And then the way they want to manipulate them, even with puberty blockers and gender identification and all kinds of other things that they're advocating
wars
for.
These people
have no idea what kids are about. They don't like them. They don't want them. They feel like that we don't need them. And yet people like you and I think, well, kids are the secret to the future, guys. I mean, if you don't have kids, you're not going to have a country.
Yeah, well, the breeders are going to inherit the earth. So, you know, we're playing the long game here. Jokes on them.
That's true. And you are definitely playing the long game because you've out-doubled my production, that's for sure. Hey, I want to move to Heroes of Liberty's newest installment. Margaret Thatcher, The Iron Lady, is the new book, and I'm just curious why Margaret Thatcher was picked, what is important about her life, and why should people get online and get a copy?
Yeah, absolutely. So you wanted a good mix of gender. And, you know, when you think about, like, who is one of the most inspiring women in sort of world history, it's the Iron Lady. And she brought so much to the table. One of our first books was about Ronald Reagan. And she was, you know, sort of the natural sort of conclusion to, you know, who else should we write about along those lines? And it was Maggie Thatcher. And My 8-year-old daughter has deemed the new Thatcher book to be her favorite. It overtook the Amy Coney Barrett book. And, you know, she's all about sort of standing up for your beliefs and standing up to the bad guy and doing what's right even when it's hard. And that's a message that kids really need to hear now. And it's a message that grown-ups need to hear, quite honestly, as well.
Yeah. Well, and we need to have grown-ups that are teaching the kids that it's okay to do exactly that, which is kind of what they depend on us to do, which is why we have to fight for things like formula and other things to make sure that they have lives. So, friends, the easiest way to do this, and this is what we've done in the McCullough household, is just go to heroesofliberty.com, heroesofliberty.com, subscribe to the entire series. And for $19.95 a month, you'll be hit with your credit card, but you'll get the new book as it comes out. And the books that have been produced already, Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, these have been treasures in our house. My kids cannot wait to get their hands on the new one when it comes. So I really strongly encourage you to do what the McCulloughs are doing and start putting these good stories into the minds of the kids. Because, Bethany, one thing is for sure, there's an agenda to keep good material out of kids' minds and lives, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you walk into any library and you see what's on those shelves, and boy, it is chilling. It is chilling to see what they're trying to press on our kids, younger and younger. Gender ideology, I mean, we sort of joke that, you know, there's 27 editions of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but, you know, I'd much rather have 27 books about Ruth Bader Ginsburg than a book, you know, Now Aiden Is Your Brother, which is a transgender story written for very young children about a preschool transgender boy. But this is what those publishing houses are producing, and we're trying to be a disruptor here. We're going it alone. They always say, if you don't like what's coming out of, you know, Hollywood and all those places, do it yourself. And we said, okay, that's what we'll do.
Well, that's what Heroes of Liberty is all about. Heroesofliberty.com. If you'll use my promo code KMC, you'll get a discount when you make your order, whether you just order one book or get the subscription. But I really encourage you to do the subscription, because I think it's going to be a wonderful gift. Bethany Mandel, always appreciate you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, again, Heroes of Liberty, all one word, .com, and then use promo code KMC. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again to the Music Spotlight stage, here's Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, Night and Day.
Drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day. You are the one. The moon and under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day.
Day and night. Why? That this longing for you follows wherever I go. In the roaring traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.